Writing conferences, it's that time of year again, except now with the craziness of 2020, many conferences are going to be virtual. So how do you prepare for a virtual writing conference experience? I've never attended one, so ACFW will be my first virtual writing conference. And I thought it might be great to have Susie May Warren come on my podcast and talk about how she's preparing to teach and enjoy a virtual conference. So, welcome to a Writer's Day podcast. Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Ruth Douthit, and I'm an award-winning author of books for middle grade readers and the current president of Christian Writers of the West, the Arizona chapter of American Christian Fiction Writers, ACFW. So welcome. I thought the other day that maybe I should record a podcast to help my members prepare for a virtual writing conference, but I've never attended one, so I thought, how can I help them prepare when I myself have never visited one? So I thought I'd ask the incomparable Susie May Warren to come on my podcast and discuss how we can prepare for this ACFW virtual conference this year. So you know the drill. Grab your favorite beverage, a comfortable chair, kick back and relax as we listen to Susie May Warren talk about preparing for a virtual writing conference. She is the USA Today best-selling Christie and Rita Award-winning novelist of over 65 novels. Wow. And more to come, too. She is an 8-time Christie Award finalist and 3-time Rita Award finalist. And she's also a multi-winner of the Inspirational Reader's Choice Award and the ACFW Carol Award. She's also a very popular writing teacher at conferences around the nation. So welcome to my podcast. I thought it would be great to prepare for the upcoming ACFW conference by having Susie May Warren speak to us, because she is going to be teaching a workshop there. And I thought it'd be great if we could just bounce some ideas about how we writers can prepare for a virtual writing conference. So welcome, Susie.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be great.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you've been preparing for a writing conference that will be virtual, and maybe what we can expect.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to continue your learning. And, you know, for me, it's I prepare a lesson every week for a Novel Academy. So every week we have a virtual class. So this really isn't that much different than what we do at Novel Academy every week. And so that's, you know, so for me, it's not that hard to you know, get in front of a camera and teach, because it's something that I do all the time. But I'm really excited about this particular class. We're going to be talking about advanced writing techniques. And so kind of things that you don't normally talk about at a writer's conference. A lot of times writer's conferences are about marketing, or, you know, they might have some craft lessons, you know, characterization, or, you know, kind of a new way to get into character or to plot even. But I really felt like there was a need to dig deep into our writing and just look at just how do we deliver that story end of the page? How do we deliver the emotion? So my class will be more about, you know, the difference between tone versus voice, how to write emotions, how to, you know, what is emotional rhythm in a story? How do you lead up to something big and then come back down from it? We're going to talk about wooing reader attention, how to balance your narrative, your action, and your dialogue to keep the story moving. There's actually kind of a really cool, almost an equation, if you will, you know, of how to get a reader into a scene and then keep it going. And then I'm going to kind of teach some ideas about how to, what I call, make music with your words, you know, using sentences and, you know, those kind of, and different kinds of sentences and different kinds of words in your sentence to make sort of a musical score, so to speak, with your story. So anyway, a lot of advanced stuff, and I'm really excited about it because I'm able to obviously I'll have the same PowerPoint and I'll be able to get on camera and that sort of thing and talk about all of those things. But I think it's kind of nice because it's a little bit easier for people to learn because they have the class right there, and they'll be able to download it and watch it afterwards and then apply some of the techniques. So, like, let's say I read a passage and I say, okay, let's just dissect the rhythm of this passage. And then I do, but, you know, when you're in your class, you're like, well, wait, she went too fast. Oh, that was so good. In this case, you can pause it. You could go back. You could read it. You could agree. You could disagree, whatever. You know, but you can kind of dig into the subject matter a little bit more because, because it's such a technical subject matter, you'd want to be able to really analyze the content that is presented. And that is easier to do when you're on a screen. So I think that in many ways, this is going to be a really impactful conference for people because they're actually going to be able to sit down and go, okay, let's hear that again. And how does this, and I don't know about you, but when I'm taking a class, a lot of times I have two screens open. I'll have the class screen open where I'm learning, and then I'll have something applicable open on my other screen, and I'm pausing and I'm doing, and then I'm listening and tweaking, and that sort of thing. And I think that really helps the learning process. So that's one of the biggest ways that I think that this is going to be a very powerful conference. And then the other thing that I think is powerful, and I'm just going to keep babbling here for a second, is the fact that you're going to be able to focus. At writing conferences, which are fantastic, I don't know about you, but I'm always like, oh, who do I have to meet with next? Or not who do I have to, but who do I get to meet with next? And what's my schedule? And halfway through the presentation, I'm usually like, okay, what room do I need to go to next? And where's that classroom? And that can detract from the presentation. Whereas when you're in front of your computer screen, you just sign up for the classes, you go to the classes that you want to go to, you attend a class later that you might have missed, and I think that you're actually going to learn more because you're going to be completely focused on the class as opposed to distracted by what happens next.
That's a good point. That is an advantage, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to have my laptop open on a writing project that I'm working on while listening, and then you're right, I can go back and tweak. I can actually apply immediately what I'm just learning, so that's great.
Yeah, I think it is. It is hard to go to a writer's conference and see all of the options and then think, oh, I have to go to this class, but I'm going to miss that one. And then you think, well, and then I'm just going to get the audio afterwards. And the audio isn't always as good, right? So because you don't have the slides there, and, it can be not as, they often do provide the slides, but they don't always sync. And so now you're going to be able to get a class and a presentation, you're going to get the teacher and the slides at the same time. And so you'll be able to say, well, I can't go to this class, but I could go to that class, and then I'll pick up that class later, kind of thing. And I think that's going to make it a better conference for people. I mean, yes, of course, we're not going to be able to see our friends face-to-face, but in terms of learning, this could be a really powerful conference.
That's true in terms of learning. Yeah, the socialization, we'll miss all that. That's true. But this isn't going to be forever. This is just for right now. And so we kind of need to be willing to adjust and adapt and overcome and all that stuff.
Writers,
as people, preparing to come to your workshop and all the workshops and the experience, what advice can you give us? I mean, I know we have to adapt and be willing to accept the changes, but how can we prep for this type of writing conference?
Well, first of all, I think that for me, I used to go to a writer's conference and I'd be like, okay, I think I'm going to take this class, and I'd kind of plot it out ahead of time. But once I got into it, I would find other classes that I would like to attend, or I would have to miss a class because something came up. And I think this affords you an opportunity to say, okay, I want to take this bank of classes and learn these things, right? So, part of learning is focus. And when we jump all over the place with different kinds of classes, we don't really focus. So think about multitasking in your day, right? So when you're doing social media, and then you're writing your novel, and then you're doing some marketing, you're back of a copy, and then you're writing for a newsletter, and you might be doing all of those things kind of at once. And what happens is that you don't get to focus fully on one particular topic, right? Unless you do something what I do, which is called power blocking, but that's a whole different topic. And so so what happens is that at writers conferences, we can be very scattered. So my advice always is pick one area that you want to learn during this conference. Marketing, maybe it's the emotional journey, maybe it's characterization, maybe it's, just a number of different things. And because this whole thing is going to be presented and then you can watch it afterwards, I would listen to one bank of classes, that all deal with one particular topic. And then I would go to another bank of classes on, say, another weekend and listen to another, so that you might stretch the conference out, potentially for you for, a number of weeks. even though it happens all at once, but now you're learning in different sections. And what I always tell myself is, if before I even sign up for a class online or anywhere else, but mostly online, I say, when am I going to listen to this? And I make sure that I schedule out time to focus on that thing that I've just purchased or downloaded or whatever, so that I know I'm not going to have any other distractions. I can completely focus on it, because otherwise I've wasted my time. So get a lineup of what you're going to listen to, create time in your day, you know, treat it like a conference, treat it like you're out of town and say, no kids, you can't talk to me right now. And then focus fully on the class and that bank of stuff. And maybe you only have 2 hours to give. That's fine. You can just listen to the other 2 hours, you know, two more hours next week. But you know, focus on topic, and then create a little bank of time that belongs to you, and you can focus on the class.
That's great advice. So just remember, listeners, focus on what it is that you want to learn, and then that way you won't be all scattered brain. Because as we women know, we tend to be, you know, we try and do five things at once. So you're right. I think this is a great opportunity for us to go in focused on one thing that we want to learn, to master, to really hone our skill at, whether we have a work in progress or not, what is it that we need to learn? And then focus on that during the conference. And then later on, you can go back and watch the ones that maybe you didn't pick up during the conference. So that's a great way to approach it. Now, what about expectations? Now, I have done a podcast episode before about how sometimes we go into a conference with expectations that are too high and set ourselves up for massive disappointment. And I used to do that, but I learned powerful lessons not to do that anymore, that it's not about what can the conference do for me, but kind of like, what can I do for the conference? I really wanted to ask about that. How can we prepare to have realistic expectations of this upcoming conference?
Well, I think we need to look at it as it being a different kind of conference, right? So I'm completely with you. I used to go in and think, oh, what am I going to get? And I remember very early in the game, I realized if I would just let go and say, okay, how do I give to others? And then sort of let God surprise me, then amazing things would happen. So I would kind of let go of my expectations and try to say, okay, let me be an instrument. Let me be someone who blesses others here. I mean, I would go through whole conferences where, you know, no one would ever ask me what I was writing, but I would ask everybody else, because people are so desperate to tell people about their projects, right? And when I say desperate, I don't mean like, oh no, people must know, but rather that it's on their hearts and they haven't been able to tell anybody really that understands for a whole year, right? So they get to the conference and they're like, oh, I'm with my people, you know, and they understand, you know, so they want to share and everybody wants to share because they have this great story that they're telling and they want to, of course they want to tell people, right? So I was always, you know, I would always really enjoy hearing what other people were listening to. And I never really talked that much about mine, but always it was something would happen where I would meet somebody special that, you know, or God would arrange some sort of cool meeting that I had, you know, with some impromptu, you know, like I would sit down for lunch with Ted Decker or something like that, you know, and then we'd become friends, you know, things like that. So this is kind of a different thing, right? Because we don't have that emotional connection going, you know, where we're actually meeting people face to face. So we have to go into it with a different perspective. One of the perspectives needs to be, I'm there to learn. Right? This is a information-rich setting that I am in. So I would say go in with the expectation that you're going to get a lot of information. One thing that I do that might help is I keep a notebook of my whole conference. And I always, you know, keep a notebook for every conference because I'm like a hand note taker. And then I take notes while I'm listening, even if it's on, you know, on the computer. And then after I get done, I go through and I circle in my highlighter all the, like, the nuggets and stuff. And so I always challenge myself, what is one thing, even if it's class on characterization and it's really basic and it's something I've heard 1,000 times, I'm like, what can I get out of this class that is different? You know, so I usually go into it with the expectation of, I'm here, these people do know what they're doing, and I want to learn from them. Even if it's somebody who, you know, maybe started the writing journey after me, or, you know, maybe writes different kinds of different books than I have, I always say, okay, they know what they're doing. Let me listen and try to say, Lord, give me a nugget something that's mm-hmm. going to be useful to me in my writing. So that's one way to prepare, is to just go in with the expectation that you're going to get something from everybody that teaches. You know, even if it's somebody that, like I said, is not necessarily in your wheelhouse, you're still going to get something from them. So go in with that expectation. And then in terms of like pitching to agents and editors, I always say just be yourself. Be earnest about your story. Tell them the story and tell them why it's, you know, why you think it's a great story. And then say, what do you think? And, you know, what should I do? Or how can I learn? And they let them talk to you back and let them, you know, input in information into you. Don't expect that they're going to be like, oh, yes, I must read that immediately. Mm-hmm. But rather listen for the other elements. Oh, that would be a good fit over here. Or what if you tweaked this here? Or, you know, in the story, what if you did this? Or, you know, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. So listen to what they have to say. And when we walk in, not with an expectation that they're going to be super overjoyed and take everything we have, but rather that they are there to help us and they'll give us some guidance. And so maybe lowering the bar a little bit on the whole, you know, are they going to take my proposal? But then walking in with an idea that they, to listen to what they have to say and take away something from that. A lot of times these conferences are just relationship building, right? Mm-hmm. You make a friend. And then that friend later on says, hey, I'm looking for this kind of story. And you say, oh, I have that story. And you give it to them. And then suddenly, you know, the magic happens, right? So you can still do that online. You just make a friend and talk to them about your story and listen. And I think if that was the one piece of advice that I would give everybody going to a conference, it's listen. Listen to your teachers, listen to your agents and editors, and listen to each other. Just listen.
That's great. Great advice indeed. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about was, so a lot of my listeners, well, they have to be, the members of my Christian writers group have to be members of ACFW. Mm-hmm. So the benefits of such a conference. Now, a lot of people, when I say, hey, are you going to this conference or that conference? And a lot of them shrug and they're like, I don't really have anything to pitch, or no, I'm not really big into conferences, or what's the benefit of coming to a conference? So I like to really stress, like you were saying, the friendships, the networking opportunities, what you get to learn. But what might be the benefit of an ACFW conference from so many others that are out there?
Oh, well, the ACFW conference is pretty much different than any other conference you're ever going to go to. I mean, I would say that the closest thing to it in terms of a spiritual content is the Oregon Christian Writers Conference, which is a fantastic conference, but it's out there on the West Coast. ACFW is nationwide. They try to have it in places that are easy to get to, but it is the biggest Christian Writers Conference, but it's like RWA in terms of, you know, it has the professionals there. They have the editors and the agents and people that know what they're doing, but it has a spiritual component to it that I love. And here's why. When we are all working for the Lord in the body of Christ, there is no room for competition, so to speak. Now, it is a business. We are competing, but it's different. It's not it's sort of like the rising tide floats all boats, right? I mean, we want to help each other and we want to encourage each other. And I like to say that we all play for the same football team. So we all just play different positions. But the team has to be strong as a whole in order to advance down the field. So as Christians, we're all on the same football team and we all write different genres, but those are different positions. And we want to have great stories out there to advance truth. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if we can train each other, encourage each other and, you know, and act like we are a team as opposed to competitive, then I think that it is a more powerful experience. And we can, you know, a lot of times I'm, you know, networking for other authors or, you know, as I, you know, came into the publishing realm, you know, other authors helped me and now I can help other authors. ACFW understands that and they sort of gather people together and there's a unity there that you don't find in other conferences. I mean, especially secular conferences. There are, you know, people that will pray for you, people that will give you advice, and everybody shares freely. I've never been to a conference where everyone is just like so willing to help each other. And I think that's what it is. When you are a new aspiring author, you're just so confused about how things work, right? Mm-hmm. And things change all the time. and you go to ACFW conference, and you will leave with answers, and you will leave with friends, and you will leave with feeling like you have a team. And so that's a really important reason to go. The other thing is that it always helps if you are part of an organization, like, you know, go to the ACFW smaller chapters. You know, if you're part of Novel Academy or Mind Book Therapy, we usually band together as well. So, you know, just having these chapters that you can kind of go and meet with is also really important. But I think that there's a purpose, a vision, and a camaraderie that comes with the ACFW conference, because we're all bonded under the same goal, I should say, which is to further truth, to further the kingdom of God. So I think that's one of the biggest differences.
Great. Thank you for that. That is so true. Sure. I've always felt that way at their conferences. So lastly, tell us what you are working on. What's going on with Susie May Warren as far as your book project, your publishing business? What's going on?
Well, let's see. I have a new book that comes out in October. It's early in October. It's called The Price of Valor. It's the third book of a 3-book series that is what I call the GSAR series. It's the Global Search and Rescue series. So that's a really fun book. It is a trilogy, so, you know, I mean, each book kind of stands alone, but it has this thread, and it comes to a culmination in the final book. So that's really a fun story. It's about a man who finds out that someone he loves may or may not be still alive, and so he goes to find, to discover if she is, and then ends up in this massive conspiracy. So it's a fun story. And then beyond that, I'm working on a couple projects. One is our I started a publishing company a couple years ago, and it's sort of what I call the James Patterson model of publishing, where an established author comes alongside an aspiring author, and then they work together to produce a book. And so I've worked this year with 3 amazing authors, and we have 6 books coming out next year, wow, all in the Deep Haven series. And they're amazing authors, wonderful, very talented women. And so we're working on getting the first one up, and they'll come out all in 2021. So that's nice. And then I have a series that I'm working on with Jim Rubart that's a really fun time travel detective series.
Really?
And then that'll come out in 2021 too. It's a very different kind of series, but I'm really loving that. And that's called the True Lies of Rembrandt Stone, and that's a 6-book series as well. So just lots of fun things happening. And next week I'm starting a new series with Ravel, and I'm calling it Those Alaska Boys, and it's about a ranch in Alaska and the men that are on it. So anyway, lots of stuff going on, but really fun. I love creating stories, and hopefully stories that bless people and change lives.
Very good. What was the title of the book in October? I didn't hear that.
Yes, it was called Price of Valor.
Thank you. Wonderful. Wow, you are so prolific. I just...
I do love to write, and that is my favorite thing. I love to teach too, but I love to write. So I spend a lot of my time, you know, just focused on writing, and, you know, I'm really blessed. I know I'm blessed. Now I'm trying to help others, and I love that too.
Well, it's always an honor to talk with you. You're so encouraging and thoughtful, and you did give us a lot to think about as we prepare for the ACFW conference coming up starting September 18th. I'm all signed up, ready to go. So I encourage you, if you have not registered, please do go to their website. It is an organization that has been around for a while, about over 2,000 members strong, so it's here to stay. You can find all sorts of resources on their website, so I strongly suggest you do. And then, of course, there's My Book Therapy, Novel Academy with Susie May Warren and her team. Always inspirational and provide a lot of resources that I have on my bookshelf behind me. So I recommend their resources as well. And I just want to say thank you. This was a short notice interview, and I'm just so thrilled that you're able to join us.
Oh, this has been really fun. I'm so glad we could chat, and I look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. I'm teaching on the 19th, and I can't wait. So hope to see people there. Hope to see you there. It's going to be great.
It's always a pleasure to talk with Susie May Warren. Wow, she gave us so much information to think about as we prepare for the ACFW conference and other writing conferences that might be virtual this year. So be encouraged. Yeah, we might have to do some adjusting to our expectations, but we are there to learn. So do your best. Come with an open mind and an attitude for learning. And if you like what you hear on my podcast, A Writer's Day Podcast, be sure to subscribe, follow me on Spotify, for more updates, and visit my website so you can sign up for my newsletter and download a free ebook. And don't forget to keep writing, and until next time, God bless.